Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
So, the mask fight, the debate rages. You got the governor saying, you don't want your kid to wear a mask. I'll give you cash and you can take him to a charter school. Look, and I'm all about choice. So that'd be fine if it wasn't at times based on something where, like, you couldn't have done this years ago kind of scenario. No, it has to do with the political side of stuff, mask being that. Joining us now is the principal of Brophy Prep. And right now, Bob Ryan, the principal, joins us. So, Principal Ryan, the reality is you're doing some stuff there that is it's very interesting. And as usual in this day and age, it's probably going to cause controversy.
Yes, good afternoon. We've announced a pretty bold safety plan to return to school that we think mirrors or reflects the bold programming we offer our students.
Is it a vaccine mandate? Because some people say it is. I think you're saying it's not. They have a choice, right?
Correct. No, we have not. All of our parents have a choice. They can choose to either have their sons vaccinated or to engage in regular testing, but everybody has a choice.
So when you decided to take something like this on, right, so you got a bold program, as you said, how's the feedback coming? Are you talking to as many parents as possible? Are you talking to your staff? Are you getting outside help as far as, you know, ideas from other, you know, institution and programs? How are you putting it all together?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, since the beginning of the pandemic, we've really tried to proceed with humility, recognizing that I'm a school administrator, not a public health expert. So we've sought the counsel of those that are experts. So we've got a really robust team of medical advisors, and we're in regular contact with them. We also have a task force in-house that I meet with regularly to work on our policies, and regular contact with parents. Heard from hundreds of parents, since the beginning of the year, and when we'll talk to anybody who calls with questions or concerns or wants to offer support.
And has the feedback been positive or negative or kind of 50-50?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. We have 80% of our school community is currently either fully or partially vaccinated, on the way to full vaccination. Hundreds of our students are signed up for regular testing, and that includes vaccinated and unvaccinated students and teachers. So we've just been overwhelmed with expressions of support from current parents, from alums, from leaders throughout the state, both the private and public sector. Overwhelmingly, the feedback has been positive.
Talking to Bob Ryan, principal of Phoenix Brophy College Prep. And all right, so Principal Ryan, here's something. Parents come at you. Some of them are going to be angry. How do you deal with this? Because we see, you know, what we see on the news is you know, the fights at the school districts and the taunting of teachers and stuff. So you're in the midst of all these things. When a parent comes to you, are some of them, I'm sure, are apoplectic, but do you try to calm them down? What kind of conversation do you try to have with them to understand the bigger picture?
We're really sympathetic to parents. You know, parents are we're all, as parents, trying to do what we think is in the best interest of our children, right? And so we're really sympathetic to that responsibility that parents have. And these are difficult times. There's the proliferation of misinformation and disinformation out there that's really confusing to sift through. And so we're sympathetic to parents. And yeah, I've talked to a number of parents, exchanged emails with even more parents who are confused, who are upset, and try to acknowledge where they're coming from, listen to their points of view and their perspectives. But at the end of the day, we have a responsibility to not just, you know, my own children, but to the 1,400 children that I'm charged with the responsibility of protecting. And so that's the frame that we use when we set to make any of our policies. But we are sympathetic to what parents are going through here. There's a lot of conflicting information out there, and we see that play out across the country, unfortunately. But overwhelmingly, our parents have been supportive and civil and are on board with what we're trying to do.
Bob Ryan joining us, principal of Phoenix's Brophy College Prep. First of all, I give you a lot of credit. I think what you did was brave. I don't think we have enough brave people like you out there. What you did was you protected the kids. And that's all I've been banging on the radio for month after month. Mm-hmm. I don't think our governor does that. I think you did that. And I applaud you for that. Let's talk about your school, because, I mean, I want to know if it's working. First of all, do you guys have masks? Is there a mask mandate?
So we are currently requiring masks to be worn indoors, not outdoors. And so, yes, and our students have been, you know, none of us really like wearing masks, but they've been really cooperative wearing masks indoors. And it's just, I mean, the fact that we're not wearing them outside has just been a marked difference from last year when kids had them on all the time. We all had them on all the time. So it's working really well. I mean, we have seen some positive cases, but significantly fewer cases than I've read about in the news at other schools and other school districts. And we anticipate continuing to have positive cases. You know, our goal is not to snuff it out entirely. We know that it's here and it's going to be here for a while, but we want to dramatically reduce the likelihood that our students end up sick or in quarantine. That is the overarching goal of our program here. We want kids in school, and we want to be able to offer them all that school should be for teenagers and all that we've offered our students since 1928. And we believe that our program best and most sustainably provides us a pathway to do that. Go ahead.
Do you have testing at school?
We will start on Monday. So we wanted to give parents a runway at the beginning of the year to make the choice, either vaccine or testing. And then our testing program will begin on Monday. So parents are able to choose whether they have their son vaccinated. And if not, then they can participate in a no-cost on-site testing program that we're availing to all of our students and families. Or they can test at a third-party provider and submit those results to us.
Hey, Principal Ryan, kids, I mean, the reality is you're getting these young men ready for the next adventure in their life, but young men to become men and responsible adults. How are they coming at this, and what are you expecting from them in their responsibility in this?
I continue year after year to be impressed with our students here and the extent of their buy-in to our mission as a school. And I think they understand that our current policies are reflective of our mission as a Catholic Jesuit school. And while elements of the policies they might not always agree with, we've experienced great cooperation since March of 2020 and we expect to continue to experience that moving forward.
Did you get an angry call
You know what? Most importantly, kids are thrilled to be back on campus. Yeah. The environment on our campus has never been more full of life, more full of energy after having been cooped up and having had so many things taken away from them over these last 18 months. Our students are thrilled to be back at football games and to be able to experience everything that high school students should experience.
Did you get an angry call from Ducey yet?
No, we have a great relationship with the governor and the governor's office and appreciate all that he does for our state.
So no complaining from Ducey on this one?
We have not.
Yet.
I have not.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet. No free ice cream for you guys. I'll tell you that right now. Bob Ryan, principal of the Phoenix Brophy College Prep. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.